Over 250 student athletes at Illinois State University huddled this week, virtually, of course, for a special discussion about some of the biggest issues of the day: race, justice, discrimination, microaggressions they've experienced on ISU's campus, where they stand on kneeling during the national anthem before a game. The Student Athlete Advisory Committee organized the event. I spoke with SAC president and softball player Andrea Corsi and vice president and volleyball player Kendi Hilliard. Andrea spoke first.
That we're really tapping into the experiences of student athletes that they've either had on campus or they've had at some point throughout their life. And we heard from a variety of student athletes, which was great. We heard from different races. We heard from different sports. We heard from different genders. So it was really great to see everyone's perspective.
We also opened it up for student athletes who have questions about how they can talk to their coaches, talk to administration, or just talk to their reps, like if they had a problem of what to discuss and if this was the right way to move forward. We opened that space to where they could be able to move forward and understand that this is a super important topic and we should be doing the correct steps.
College student athletes have been way out in front on Black Lives Matter here as of late. One notable example I can think of is the University of Texas, where some student athletes actually refused to participate in recruiting incoming players or showing up at like donor events if officials there didn't respond to this list of demands that they came out with. Do you feel a special responsibility to speak up, given your high-profile role in the student body here?
We do have a purpose to maybe be a little more outspoken, whether that makes us feel uncomfortable or not. I think being uncomfortable, like Kendi was saying, is when you do grow, when you do challenge yourself and get yourself to do things that you're not used to doing. So when we applied for these positions, we knew that that came with power and we knew that that came with a certain level of responsibility. We may have not ever envisioned that we would have done this and less than like 3 months of having these roles and responsibilities. But I do think that we have a platform now bigger than ourselves, bigger than just our teams too, because it's one thing. This is my second year being a captain on a softball team. It's one thing to use that platform as a captain on my team to create change as a team. It's another thing to go beyond that. And now Kendi and I are now a face people can go to, people correspond in their head with being a leader in Illinois State athletics.
When we signed on, I know for myself, I wanted to make sure we had a voice for all student athletes, but this forum was for our Black student athletes and myself to have a voice and be open to this discussion with their teammates. And I know like someone reached out to me today and they're like, I didn't know that our athletic department was this big to where I could just reach out to another sport in another team and have this discussion. So the fact that y'all created this program means a lot, and I appreciated being able to go to a volleyball player, as a football player, as a men's basketball, as women's basketball. And
what are we going to see this fall into, you know, next spring, fall sports and spring sports with ISU student athletes? Are we going to see more kneeling during the national anthem, for example?
Can't really go into too many details about who is going to do what, but I think with the discussion, people know where us as student athletes stand.
There will be many different ways people will support. I think that was a big thing I took away from the call, was that there are many ways to show your support, whether it is kneeling, whether it is, I know Kendi mentioned writing something. Maybe you write it on your headband. I think she said maybe you write it on your shoe, something to where you are in support in some way. And like I said, big or small, I think that that's a big step forward, and I think that we definitely will see that moving forward.
So what is next?
This is only the beginning. We have several steps planned to make sure our student athletes' voices are heard. So just be on the lookout for change, because that's what's going to happen, especially with a leader like Andrea and a leader like myself.
With the turnout we had, hopefully people left last night feeling inspired to continue making a change on campus within their teams. Don't just leave and check it off your list. I did a good thing today, right? I sat in on a call. I heard some stories. That's not where it stops. That's not where your support stops. That's not where your education stops.
That's ISU Student Athlete Advisory Committee President and softball player Andrea Corsi, joined by Vice President and volleyball player Kendi Hilliard.